Blues acquired De La Rose for Robbie Fabry last November, and he played in 34 games for the Blues last season. News, weather, traffic, and sports brought to you by MyBookie. Winning season returns at MyBookie today. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contest, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Rejoice! It's time to celebrate the NFL season, which kicks off tonight as the Chiefs host the Houston Texans. Invest in your intuition. Use the promo code KFNS and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Use the promo code KFNS and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today only at MyBookie. From the 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn, and just around the corner, hour number three of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Hey St. Louis, since you can't go to Busch Stadium, let Schnucks bring the stadium to you. Two lucky Schnucks Rewards members will win a very unique Cardinals experience. Schnucks will bring a giant TV, ballpark food, Anheuser-Busch beer, and several other surprises from the stadium to your backyard for a Cardinals watch party. There will even be special appearances from former Cardinal players. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app and enter to win. So download Schnucks Rewards and have Schnucks bring Busch Stadium to your backyard.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Biggie's Restaurant has been a staple of the community for over 30 years and is serving your favorites for carryout and dine-in. Keeping you safe is just as important as serving the best food in St. Louis. So Biggie's will open with limited seating, including outdoor tables, no more than 8 to a table, and all 6 feet apart. Biggie's will be open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Thursday, as well as Sundays, and 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. Biggie's will be serving their full menu with all of your favorite daily specials.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you. Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. They are proud to announce their 2020 Train Special, the same system they're installing in my home. This state-of-the-art system includes a 16 SEER rated air conditioner and a variable speed furnace to remove humidity, balance out temperature differences, and make your home more comfortable. Available with financing terms you can't beat. For more information, contact the official HVAC company of the morning after, Design Air Heating and Cooling, at designair.net.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Eric Napudi. Do you love America and freedom? If so, then let me personally invite you and your family to Freedom Tour Missouri. It is a free, family-friendly, pro-American, patriotic event, September the 12th at Arrowhead Construction on Highway 70 across from Mid Rivers Mall. Food trucks will be there, vendors, guest speakers including Kevin Jackson, Mark McCluskey, Dr. Rashid Buttar, Stacy Washington, and much, much more. Come join us September the 12th. Gates open at 11. Ceremony goes from 12 to 3. Go to MissouriFreedomTour.com. That's MissouriFreedomTour.com.
Looking for a neighborhood spot with great atmosphere and amazing food? Look no further than the Country Club Bar and Grill. Stop by for their bacon cheddar burger as featured by Frank Cusimano in his food picks. This gem is locally owned and they keep it simple. Just the best product available in town and prepared the right way. They're open 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. every day but Sunday, right off 141 in Clayton in Lamp and Lantern Village. Their tables are socially distanced and they offer plenty of patio seating. We hope to see you at the Country Club.
Kate, Kate Smith. When she finishes, it means that this begins. The Playhouse. Here we go. Good. I was wondering if you could listen in your underwear. The song says you can.
So join his partners and
FM.
No, oh, not yet.
Too early?
Yeah.
No. FM. Nailed it.
Hashtag
mob. Okay. Right. You know what? Stop everything. Stop everything. Not only did he do the stupid hashtag thing, he did it and covered up the insert.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And ruined the introduction.
Oh.
Go ahead and pick it up. It's ruined now. Just go ahead and finish.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
I'm starting to wonder if I would even listen to this show, you know, if I weren't in here.
Nope.
Yeah, I would. Huh? Well.
No, because when you show up late, you say you don't even listen to the show. You listen to other radio and you're late to this
That's
show.
Right.
Well, you know, it's true. I do. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the September 10th edition of Finian's Playhouse.
That's right, and thanks for calling in.
Brought to you by Bertarelli. Bertarelli Cutlery and PPE. We'll talk about them and other stuff after this. Hey! At the control board, Scott Sherman just told me the Ozzy Osbourne biography is out. It's on A&E. It says it's fantastic. So it came out, I think, just a couple days ago. So I will watch it. And then Scott thought he was actually telling me something I didn't know. He said, you know, he's from Birmingham, England. We knew that. We talked about that before. So that's something, Scott, that we actually did know. So
let's
feel pretty good about that. Here's a guy who lived in Great Britain for 19 years. 10 of them, he lived in Birmingham, England. That's right. Trevor Limestone Limey. Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
In the studio on our side of the glass, because occupying his regular seat on the other side of the glass is the guy who's here to win the game today. But with us on our side, that's right, four of us in the same room. Ooh, hope we don't get COVID. The guy who decided not to go northbound or southbound or westbound or... Bill Cleveland, drone pilot, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And on the other side of the glass, Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans, or you can check out their home equity loans starting at 2.75% for the first 12 months. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, and I might as well go ahead and say, Scott Sherman's in the room. Scott, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
All right, that's all the time you get. Our newsman, our head of research, and also something else he does that is not related to the radio station. It's a real job. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello, and thank you, too. The law office of our very own Scott Sherman. Bayer has announced it'll pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the weed killer Roundup. And even if you haven't filed suit yet, there's still time. Some of that money might belong to you. The law office of Scott Sherman is handling Roundup cases and standing by if you or a loved one on either side of the river think you might be eligible. In addition, they're accepting inquiries regarding class action suits on users of ranitidine, including products like Zantac and other dangerous products like talcum powder. Shoot them an email to find out if you might be eligible. LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. That's LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important one and should not be made solely on advertisements.
All right. I like that ranitidine. Is that how you pronounce it?
No, there's an N.
Ranitidine.
Yeah, now you got it.
Ranitidine.
Right, there's an N.
Sounds like a two-cycle engine trying to start. Ranitidine. Ranitidine. Like a little motorbike. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it. And now, as we move on around, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And during the break, we were talking about M&M's. And, like, you know, what was your favorite? Mine are almond M&M's. Not peanut, but almond. Peanut would be second. Some people like them plain. There's peanut. They're peanut butter M&M's and a couple others. A rat boy said no, and he will become an M&M fan when they finally decide to do the hard candy coating, the chocolate, and then what do you want in the middle?
Cheese.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. Cheese M&M's. That does not sound right. Biting through candy and chocolate to get to cheese. I don't think so, rat boy. Would you please give it up for the greatest radio studio orchestra in Kirkwood, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yes. Bertarelli. There's one tongue flip on the first R, and then a double flip on the Bertarelli. I know that because Marco Bertarelli taught me. Actually, he didn't teach me. He critiqued me and it said that I had it right. Bertarelli is... I got a quick question. And maybe, Limey, you would know this because you work in a restaurant. We bought some new knives at Bertarelli, and last night I got out the... And Rad Boy, you'll love this. I wanted to slice, guess what?
Cheese.
Yes, and so... We bought it's a cheese knife.
Cheese.
That's right, right, boy. But it has holes in it.
Right.
What are the holes
that's
for?
That's so the cheese doesn't get stuck to the knife, so it can kind of breathe.
That's a Swiss
and
cheese
knife. And it's also...
Knife.
Ha-ha!
No, really.
And it's also... That, I believe that's what the reason is. I'm sure Tim's going to second guess it. And it's also because right. It looks ornate as
it
well.
It has like three or four holes. Oh, I think they're right. Different. I think they're different size holes, and I wondered why the holes. Now I know.
Yeah.
To keep it from sticking.
Right.
Huh. How about that? I wonder if that's more effective or those wire. You know, those pieces of wire.
Oh, no, wire is always more effective.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't think Bertarelli really wants to hear that.
Oh, my bad.
I'll edit that out. Let's try this again.
Hang on a second.
Radio edit.
So what do you think is more effective, the wire cutter or like the knife I got from Bertarelli?
There's nothing more effective than a cheese knife.
That's what I was thinking. That's right, Red Boy. And, yes, we bought ours at Bertarelli, and you can, too, as well as a whole set of other knives. And they have some, you know, like, oh, other knives that aren't kitchen knives. You know, knives that you'd use if you're out in the woods and you want to cut off a twig and make a spear or whatever. Just, you know, outdoorsman-type knives. But what they do the most is sharpen knives for 1,300 restaurants and kitchens in the St. Louis area. They also sharpen, you know, lawnmower blades, but with what we're going through now, they are really doing a big PPE business, personal protective equipment. They didn't get into it to jump on something they thought was a fad or temporary. They got into it 5 years ago. They just happened to be in a business that this year is extremely necessary for everybody. Because everybody has a mask, whether you want it or like it or not, there are certain places you have to have a mask to go. So you probably have one or two or three. And if you need another one or two or three, Bertarelli, they'd be happy to take care of you. You have a warehouse full of them. What if you need 100 or 500 or 1,000 or 5,000? They'll take care of you. What if you need 1,000,000 gloves? They have sold on more than one occasion 1,000,000. I saw in a text from Marco a sale of 2 million, a sale of 3 million gloves. So you get the idea. They have a lot of gloves. They have a lot of masks. They have a lot of face shields. They have a lot of plexiglass panels. They have isolation gowns. You know, when you see people that look like they're going to walk into a sterile lab or some hazmat thing, and they've got gloves and this gown, and that's an isolation gown. They sell those. In fact, 2 weeks ago, they filled an order for 105,000 isolation gowns. I know these are big numbers, and most of you don't need this stuff in those kind of numbers, but lots of you do need a lot. School districts, hospitals, dental offices, food preparation, other types of paint shops, laboratories. You have no excuse for going to your boss, or maybe you're the boss. There's no reason to go, well, I wish we'd gotten them in, but it looks like it's going to be another week or two before they can ship them from San Francisco or wherever. Yeah, you don't need to do that. Right here in St. Louis, great family business. They have a warehouse full of that stuff. Bertarelli, let me tell you where they are. Their retail store is on the hill on Marconi Street, and the warehouse is only two blocks down the road. 314-323-0712 or Bertarelli Co. Now, before I say .com, I always want to think, I want to think like a listener. And if I'm a listener, I don't know how to spell Bertarelli. No problem. FrankOpinion.com, there's a link. Facebook.com/AM and the PM, there's a link. Take you right to their site, which is BertarelliCo.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
He's not in Wichita today, or Oklahoma, or any of those places. He's in Kirkwood, about 15 feet from me right now. His name is Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by a terrific company and a terrific product, Window World. You can find out more about the number one selling replacement window in the country at windowworldstlouis.com. Folks, you know what to do. Bill Cleveland. Man, they love you, Bill. You can hear it in the applause. You can hear it. It may not be a lot of hands, but it's passion. They're passionate hands. How are you?
Passionate hands. Sounds like the title of a song.
Thank you. I'm going to use that for the next intro.
Who said? Did I say something?
Oh, passionate hands.
No, he'll make something out of it.
Oh, I look forward to hearing that. Yeah. Well, happy Thursday. It is our trivia day. That's why Scott is stuck around. Mm-hmm. And so
great.
We'll be doing 20 questions today.
That's why he had a special shirt already made, and he's wearing it. It says September 10th, 2020 champion already. He's already got that on. Just,
yeah. So 20 questions. Do we have to shout out? Or are you going in a circle?
No, I win.
Do I need to keep a score?
You will, yes, please. Okay. You'll need to keep score. And while you're jotting that down, I'll just remind everyone of the rules here.
Scott, Tim, Frank. Got it.
You will call out a number. I will read you the question that corresponds with that number. If you call a number that has already been called, you lose a point. And do not forget, everybody in the room gets one challenge. So if you get a question you don't think you know the answer to, you can throw it to somebody else in the room.
I'd like to remind everybody that I do hold the record for the lowest score ever racked up in this game. -7.
We don't need to be reminded.
But at least it's something that only I can claim.
And only you would claim. Okay, so a tiebreaker question. Let's start there. The question is, how many states do not have a professional baseball team? How many states do not have a professional baseball team? Limey.
I'll say three.
You said three?
States, yeah.
Three, okay. Dan?
Six.
Tim? Oh, I'm sorry, Scott?
22.
Tim?
Ooh. 22 states? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Tim?
Just a second. I'm counting them.
I know. Oh, man.
Well, I need an answer now.
23.
Frank.
Oh.
25.
Okay. There you go. All right. Here we go. Limey, we'll begin with you.
All right. I'll pick number 12.
That's already been picked.
I would do that.
All right, number 12. At the end of the movie Titanic, what does Rose throw overboard?
That necklace, that jewel.
Necklace, yeah. Yeah. That'll work.
All right, cool.
Oh, man, I'd have been mad, too, because that would have set her entire family up having that thing.
Okay.
That movie was dumb.
That's 1 point for...
That was a great movie.
It was terrible.
Then she throws it out.
I'm allowed that opinion.
Dan,
what was it called? It was blue. It had a name.
It was a sapphire or something.
No, it had a name. It was the something of something.
Oh, the Heart of the Sea?
Yeah, something like that.
Chicken of the Sea?
Yeah.
Current scores, Limey 1, everybody else nothing.
Dan, pick
four.
Number 4. J.K. Simmons is the Oscar-winning spokesperson for what insurance company?
State Farm?
Idiot.
Incorrect. I'm sorry. Do you know the answer?
Farmers.
Farmers Insurance, yeah. You do not get a point for
that. I know.
That.
Oh, no, I know.
We idiot. Farmers.
So he just zero. No.
Just zero.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Scott, pick a number, please.
Five.
Number five, what drink is known as the Un-Cola?
Seven Up.
Seven Up. That is correct.
Oh, that didn't take long.
Tim.
Three.
Number three, true or false, ketchup was once used as a medicine.
True.
That is correct. Frank? Pick a number.
Yeah, this is where I always look stupid.
Only four of them have been called. Number one, what is the international radio code for the letter F? F.
Oh, come on.
International radio.
What does that mean? Like, you mean like Morse code?
Morse code?
The international radio code for the letter F.
Foxtrot.
That is correct.
Hey! Good. That's why I had to clarify, not Morse code, but international radio code. And that's the lingo that pilots use. That's the only reason I knew that.
Mm-hmm. Good job. All right. Limey.
Number three.
Number three has been called.
Oh, my God.
Are you serious?
Huh? Yes!
Wow! Limey.
Thank you. Thank you, Limey. So he loses.
Yeah, I get zero.
You're back to zero.
Dan, number, please.
11.
Number 11. The show Two and a Half Men ran on CBS for 12 years. What was the first name of Charlie's young nephew?
Oh, my God. I never watched that show.
Not my problem.
I'll say Steve.
It was not Steve. I'm so sorry. Oh. Did anybody have a real answer?
Now, couldn't he have...
He could have challenged.
I should have challenged. Yeah. I should have. Don't
could have,
him.
But he didn't. The answer was Jake.
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 Oh.
Okay. Scott, pick a number, please.
Jake 19.
Jake from State Farm?
Yeah. Number 19. How many U.S. presidents have been shot and killed while in office?
That's a good one, and he'll get it.
Three.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Idiot.
Oh.
The answer is four. JFK, Lincoln, McKinley, and Garfield.
Wow, Scott.
Garfield was a cat.
As the history buff you are, I thought.
Very disappointed. I missed Garfield.
Tim.
Two.
Number two. Why do snakes flick their tongues in and out?
It's their sense of smell.
That is correct.
Yeah. Who's in the lead? Somebody is in the lead.
Okay. Frank, a number, please.
Ask me why I do it.
No. Frank?
Please?
To lick his eyebrows?
Ask Jennifer, our new intern, why he does it. Let's see. 14?
That is available. What product has the slogan, "Tastes so good, cats ask for it by name"?
Meow Mix?
That is correct.
Wow.
Ooh, I don't even have a cat. Well, it's have a tie for the lead. Wow,
people are being smart today. Limey.
20.
Number 20. True or false? In 1919, 21 people were killed in a flood of molasses.
What?
Really? I'll go with true. Why not?
That is correct. Wow. True. It was happening in Boston.
You're back on the board.
Man.
21 people killed.
How many?
21 people.
Of all the ways to... How'd your uncle die? I'm sorry, I heard your uncle die. Molasses. How'd he die? Well, he drowned in a bunch of molasses.
It was a big accident. So that was Limey, so we're going to move to Dan, right?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Pick a number.
10.
Number 10. What two colors mixed together make green?
Colorblind, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, really?
Wow.
That's right, nothing personal.
Wait, yellow and blue.
I'm sorry. That is right. Yes. I'm sorry. I had it written blue and yellow, but yes. Yellow and blue.
Yellow.
You got a point. Yeah. You got a point.
Scott.
13.
Number 13. Peter, Paul, and Mary had only one number one hit song. It was written by John Denver. What is it?
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Wrong.
Idiot.
Anybody know the answer?
Hang on.
What was the other
I don't even
song?
Know who they are.
I don't, really? Because quite frankly, that's the only song.
Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Yeah.
I know the song, but I've never heard that.
Yeah, John Denver sang it first, and Peter, Paul, and Mary, that was their only number one hit song.
And current scores are tied for the lead, Tim, myself, 2-2, everybody else 1.
Now it's going to start to get tricky because the numbers are filling in. Tim. Yeah.
18.
Number 18. According to medicaldaily.com, what is the average bra size for women in the United States?
Oh, this is good.
Ooh.
I'll pass to Scott.
Okay.
Oh.
Scott, what do you think?
Our resident breast expert.
Yes. 36B.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Scott loses a point. The answer is 34DD.
Double D?
That's
what they say.
Scott loses a point. But Tim doesn't lose a point.
Tim does not lose a point.
Okay.
He stays afloat.
Okay. Wow, this is incredible. Scott is at zero. I can't believe this.
And he gets to go again. So, Tim?
17.
Number 17. What famous inventor was known as the Wizard of Menlo Park?
What famous what?
Inventor. What famous inventor was known as the Wizard of Menlo Park?
I only know about two inventors. Thomas Edison.
That is correct.
Oh, come on. What a lucky break. Holy cow.
Did you know that, Scott?
Yeah.
Frank, pick a number.
This is where I really get screwed up. Six?
It's available. In 1991, this car maker was the first to install side airbags in a vehicle for the public. In 1991, this car maker was the first to install side airbags.
This isn't just a guess. I'm just going to have to go for it. Volvo?
That is correct.
Oh, Whoa, man, am I surprised.
Wow.
This is interesting.
14?
Number 14 has been called.
Oh, no. Double idiot.
Mm-mm-mm.
So he loses.
Whatever will I do?
Man. Welcome to my world.
Dan.
17?
Number 17 has been called. You lose a point.
It has?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap.
Scott?
9.
Number 9 is available. What is the capital city of Iowa?
Boise.
That's Idaho.
Sorry.
Scott, are you okay today?
I know that one.
Oh, Des Moines. I thought he said Idaho.
You're going to return that t-shirt.
Are you okay? Check him for fever. Get one of those. Go down to Bertarelli.
I thought he said Idaho.
Get a thermal head scanner from Bertarelli. Check his temperature.
Oh, he has wax buildup. I'm sorry.
Repeat it.
The answer was Des Moines. Wow. Timothy.
16.
Number 16. Ooh, it's one of our... two wager questions. If you would like, you can wager 3 points.
Oh.
I decline.
Oh. You decline. Okay.
That's
okay.
What took you?
Don't blame you. As of 2020, as of this year, what are the three most populated U.S. states?
I will say California, New York, and Texas.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
It is.
You got two.
Florida is probably the...
It is Florida. It's California, Texas, and Florida.
I knew the top four. I just didn't know.
Oh.
New York, I think, was number four. Frank?
This is where I really got to be careful. 7?
Holy crap. It is available. And it is the other... It is the other question where you can wager 3 points if you would like.
So
you
no way. Three. I'm not wagering anything.
Okay. All right. Here is your question. How many points does it take to win a handball game?
I know this.
21?
That is right.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I've never played handball in my life.
What is going on?
I don't know.
That's standard. Volleyball, racquetball, handball, they're all 21.
Blimey.
I'll say 16.
Blue balls.
You've got to be kidding me.
Was that three for you?
Throwing the game.
He's going for Frank's record now.
All right.
You're only at a minus one. I had a minus 7.
Yeah, you got to try a little harder. Yeah.
What did you say? You said 16, right?
I did.
And that's been called. Damn. Oh,
15.
15 is available. It is a multiple choice. Which board game was invented during the Great Depression? Monopoly, Scrabble, Risk?
Monopoly.
That is correct.
Ooh, yes. Dan has 1 point.
So the poor people would feel rich.
Yeah. And we only have one question left.
Oh. So.
Number 19.
No, it's not your turn.
Number 20.
It's not your turn.
So it's Dan Scott's just played, turn. Right? So Scott.
Okay, it's not number 20.
8.
Number 8. He gets the last question.
Oh, my goodness.
Can I bet 10 points?
And it, no, you may not. It is a multiple choice. In which Canadian province was Cirque du Soleil founded? Alberta, Quebec, Nova Scotia.
Let's say Quebec because it sounds French.
That is correct.
Scott, this is fantastic.
This was the best trip.
You guys, I am so proud to announce
that good mood.
That Scott Sherman only has one point. Dan has one. Limey is a minus one. Tim is a three. And Mr. Minus 7 is a 4.
Whoa!
So I go from loser to winner. Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you, everybody.
And not only were you a winner, you nailed the tiebreaker question on the money. The number of states that do not have a professional baseball team, 25.
I'm going to the casino tonight.
And that was your number,
not
25.
Kidding.
The person that knows the least about sports in this room.
No kidding. I'm heading for the casino.
Wow. Good job, everybody. I've never been so proud of this group.
I've never been proud of this.
Never bring a tear.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a pretty easy statement to make.
I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right, thank you, Bill. If you like those little games, you can thank Window World, because Window World sponsors Bill Cleveland. Number one selling replacement window in the country, and you can find out more at Window World, St. Louis. com. Couple of things quickly. Dan, would you like to just talk a little bit about what you're doing for your mother?
Yeah, I'll mention that. We put a GoFundMe page together for my mom. I put it on. It's on my Facebook page. It's on our show Facebook page. And it's just to raise money for the medical bills that are already starting to come in now.
Well, let's remind people of that helicopter bill.
Helicopter bill, the helicopter ride from Bourbon to Mercy was $28,000.
Yeah. So that's just one.
That's
thing.
One bill.
What in the hell?
I know. I'm with you, Hank.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, one bill was $28,000.
So
one of the anesthesiology bills is $2,000, a little over $2,000.
So you'll
what was that for, aspirin or something?
No. That was for two aspirin. No.
Oh, right. Yeah, my bad. Sorry. My apologies.
So
two aspirin.
If they go to the Facebook page, will you have a little explanation of...
Yes. There's if you click on the link, there's a picture of my mom and me, actually, together at a charity function. And then when you click on it, there's a picture of her when she was in the hospital and an explanation of what happened and... what's going on with the money.
I'm sorry, because I made a suggestion to you earlier, and I didn't know you already had done that, so forget my other suggestion. You got it covered. You got a picture, your picture, and an explanation of what this is all about. Okay, well, good. I hope you hope you're able to drum up some cash to help her out.
And thank you to the people that have already donated. So
today, two people in my house today are doing some work. It's a father and son team. The son is a cop. It doesn't matter what municipality. Let's just say it's the northern part of St. Louis County. So it's not South County. It's more north. And he had to tase a person who deserved to be tased.
At your house?
No. He's a cop, and he told me the story.
Got it.
And I said something about, well, how's it going being a cop? And he says, well, I'm not a cop anymore. The person they tased, since we live in this kind of world, is now suing him and the police department. So he just decided to resign. He said, I don't know. I just couldn't take this anymore. And folks, this is the perfect, he's a wonderful guy. This is what's happening, though. We're going to lose. If I heard correctly this morning, just this year, 27 different police chiefs have resigned.
Yep.
Many of them black police chiefs. We're losing good people because we don't support the police. Who'd want to be a cop? So this guy told me today, he said, I resigned, and they begged him not to resign. They knew he didn't do anything wrong. So he said he agreed to stay on as a reserve officer, but he's off the force except for reserve duty. And I said, so he's working with his dad. And I said, so as a reserve officer, do they pay you by the hour? He said, no, it's volunteer. This is the kind of person, and he's typical of so many cops. He's still willing, after what he's gone, he's still willing to, for nothing, put on a uniform and go work the protests or whatever they need him to do several hours a month. This is the caliber person he is, and it's the kind of person we're losing.
I wonder how many reserve officers are out there during those protests.
Yeah, a lot. I'll bet you a lot. And there is a woman in Australia who has put together a coffee table book. It's a, by that, it's usually a big hard covered book. Bill, this is a book you will not be able to compete with. It's photographs of 500 vaginas.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
She said that her lover made her feel bad. He made a comment about her private area, and it was insulting to her. So she considered having the labiaplasty. It's a surgical procedure that makes it look younger down there. And then she thought, no, I should be proud of it. So she got 500 women to agree to pose with exposing and showing their vaginas. And that's the book.
Well, you don't see their face.
No, you do.
Oh, you do see their face?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. My name's Barbara. Here's my vagina. All right.
Because I saw a couple of sample, and at least in the
sample.
Well, no, it showed them being photographed by her.
Right.
I assume since that picture showed the woman's face, that the book shows their face.
I thought you were going to say she was going to have the procedure that reduced the echo.
Hello. Tim at gatewaypi.net. That's Tim at gatewaypi.net. An unacceptable remark about women whose parts have been stretched out. Okay.
My next book is going to be 500 Vaginas in America to Do Before You Die.
Now you got a book.
That's genius.
No, it's not. Ladies, ladies, get in here, please. They almost didn't want to come in after that.
That's nice.
This guy's in the hospital, and he's coming out of surgery. He's just coming out of the anesthesia, and his wife is sitting by his side, and his eyes kind of flutter, and he comes awake, and he looks over at her, and he says, "You are so beautiful," and he falls asleep again. And then and a few minutes later, he wakes back up, he looks, and there she is, still sitting by his side, and he looks over at her, and he says, You're really attractive. And he falls asleep again. And he comes out of it again. He wakes up and he looks over at her and he says, you're really pretty. And he falls asleep again. He wakes up again. He says, honey, you're kind of cute. And he falls asleep again. And he wakes up again. He says, you know, you're not bad looking. And she says, wait a second. A couple hours ago, I was attractive, beautiful, pretty, then cute, and now I'm not bad looking. What's going on here? He says, the drugs are wearing off.
Let's get a check on traffic here, Story Lions.
This report is sponsored by JimButlerChevrolet.com. At Jim Butler Chevrolet, you're the boss. That means no games, surprises, or pressure. Just the best selection, trade-in value, and price guaranteed. Find new roads at JimButlerChevrolet.com. See why Jim Butler is the Chevy powerhouse. Accident westbound 64 ramp to Martin Luther King Bridge. A stall northbound 55 at the 44 merge. Right lane closed westbound 44 at Lafayette. Westbound 64 ramped Clayton Morrison closed. Accident westbound 64 past Spady. Still heavy westbound 72, 70 through 141. And an accident reported westbound 70 at T.R. Hughes. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Harry's Razors just came out with their sharpest blades ever, and unlike some other razor companies, they're not charging you more for their product improvements. Harry's new, sharper blades are still as low as $2 each. You can find Harry's new, sharper blades in a big box, drug, and grocery store near you. If you like to shop online, you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code NEWBLADES at checkout on Harry's.com. Harry's is delivering their sharpest shave ever, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp, guys report reported that with Harry's new blades, their eighth shave was as smooth as their first. You can get Harry's sharpest blades ever in big box drug and grocery stores near you. Just head on over to the grooming aisle, and if you like to shop online, Harry's has a great offer for listeners of the show. New customers get $5 off a Harry's trial set with code NEWBLADES at harrys.com. Includes a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3, plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code NEWBLADES at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
This Friday and Saturday night at 7, it's the Stanley Cup playoffs on 590 The Fan.
Cuts in front and shoots. He scores! Great point! The Tampa Bay Lightning have the lead.
Friday, it's Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the New York Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightning. On Saturday,
here come the Stars. Klingberg scores!
The Vegas Golden Knights play the Dallas Stars in Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals. It's the Conference Finals on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
The Cam Jansen Show will be coming to you live from Top Shears every Friday from 1 to 2. And while you listen, it's a great time to saddle up at any of the 6 video gaming machines provided by J&J Ventures Gaming. Download their gaming app, find Top Shears location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shears every Friday from 1 to 2. 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shears. Play here. Win big.
It's that time again. That's right, kids. We're going down to Dallas. Check in with Mike Evans. And I think you know who makes that possible. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. They're in Chesterfield Valley, and they're east of most of that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They're closed only on Monday. And you need reservations for Annie Gunn's. If you go to lunch or dinner, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. You will be so glad you did. Gift cards are always a good idea for Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse Market. Here he is, Mike Evans. About a minute late. Sorry. It's all yours. How are you?
Doing great.
Oh, it's Aloha Thursday. I almost forgot. I'll give you the 30-second mark for Aloha Thursday.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
First things first, where were you 19 years ago tomorrow morning?
In the bathroom shaving, and it was about 7, 8 o'clock, whenever it was. I was shaving. My wife was doing her hair thing, mm-hmm. and we looked up at the TV, and the first words out of my mouth were, "That is not an accident."
Yeah.
So I do remember.
I was on the radio. And I was watching a New York feed. I was in Los Angeles watching a New York feed of the NBC Morning News local. And Al Roker walked in front of a monitor. As he walked across, you didn't see anything. But on the other side, Cheryl was getting ready. We were flying to Hawaii that day, later that morning. And I said, "It looks like there's a hole in the World Trade Center." As he walked by, just as the plane hit the first World Trade Center.
So if you and Cheryl were supposed to fly out that morning, were you? I'm guessing you weren't able to make that flight.
No, all airports were closed.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, everybody remembers.
And can you believe that's 19 years tomorrow? That just doesn't even seem possible.
It's amazing. We start off with another sad, "I told you so." Earlier this week, as predicted here months and months ago, news more women have come forward charging sexual assaults by Cuba Gooding Jr. A year ago, I said, despite Kevin Spacey hiding out in Germany and in Belgium and in Norway, he's going to have a lot more problems in the future. Yesterday, accusations that Kevin Spacey sexually assaulted two 14-year-old boys, one multiple times. Stay tuned on the case on the Kevin Spacey story.
Wow, he's really done.
It's movie review day, and we start off with Babysitter Killer Queen. The film starts off with a flashback, and our hero, played by Judah Lewis, being attacked by his babysitter and her satanic cult friends. They're out to kill him, but he survives, and nobody believes him. Then we move ahead 2 years. Now he's in high school, and our hero and his girlfriend are out for a weekend of partying when the babysitter and her cult friends return to try to kill him again.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is a very goofy, very funny, and a little scary. It's not a great movie, but I found it really entertaining. And isn't that what movies are supposed to be? Entertaining. I'm going to give it 3 stars. I liked it that much.
Okay.
You have to wait till October 9th, John Lennon's 80th birthday. And you'll have to find it on demand for Meeting the Beatles in India. This is a great documentary shot by 22-year-old Canadian cameraman who just happened to be in India at the right place at the right time in 1968 when the Beatles and the Beach Boys were visiting Ravi Shankar. The cameraman named Paul Saltzman captured some incredible conversations and a few days spent with the Beatles and remarkable relationships with the foursome. He came home, put the film in the attic, and forgot about till his daughter last year reminded him of it, brought it back from the attic, put it all together. It is the best Beatles documentary ever made.
Whoa, that's a big statement.
Meeting the Beatles in India, 4 stars.
All right.
Couple of odds and ends. Drew Barrymore says she was not misquoted. She promises she'll never, ever, ever get married again. She has 2 children. She says she has no more use for men now.
Too bad.
How's California doing? Well, people are moving out by the thousands. The Santa Ana winds are spreading the over 150 fires, and the state is warning of possible energy. Warning of possible energy, gas, property, sales, income, and luxury taxes may have to be raised. They expect blackouts all this weekend, and all the restaurants are closed. Other than that, things are great.
You got out just in time. 30 seconds for Aloha Friday, Thursday.
I hate to say it, 30 seconds, but there's no other way to put this.
Now 20.
This time, this minute.
Now
18. Aloha Friday.
Thursday.
Thursday. Thursday. No, it's Thursday. Not Friday. Thursday. Can't hear me.
Thursday.
2 seconds. 2 seconds. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thursday. Not Friday. Thursday. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, and goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
We are Buck Morse. And here's what you need to know.
go.
Week one is officially upon us in the National Football League. We're about 8 minutes away from opening kickoff at Arrowhead. Get the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champions, and the Houston Texans will get this thing underway. In the Mile High City, Denver Broncos wide receiver Cortland Sutton suffered a sprained AC joint in his shoulder during practice today and is questionable now to face the Tennessee Titans on Monday Night Football. Away from all that, the Justice Department charged former New York Jets wide receiver Josh Bellamy for allegedly participating in a scheme to receive coronavirus relief loans. Bellamy, who was cut yesterday, allegedly received $1.2 million in loans and used more than $100,000 to buy luxury goods. Major League Baseball, Angels right now 6-2 over the Texas Rangers. Braves getting beat up in D.C. by the Nationals 5-0. NBA tonight, game number 4, Lakers and Rockets, LA up 2-1.
Do you know who this is?